The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Class will be back in session at UC Berkeley this week, and that means a whole lot of new students moving on campus. KCBS's Megan Goldsby has that story.
It is move-in day. Well, move-in week for the first time, says UC Berkeley Chancellor Rich Lyons. They spread it out over 3 move-in days.
So people can find that parking spot. The lines are almost non-existent. There's lots of support. So I think that's the best single thing.
It was running very smoothly. The traffic management, cart loading, and room assigning portions, though the emotional parts can be a bit harder. This is Vinod's first time dropping off a kid at college.
Feeling very, we'll miss him, of course, right? But that'll hit us maybe later in the day when we don't see him at home. But for now, we are still with him, so still, excited.
Yeah, the nerves are there, says freshman Ocean, who's here from L.A.
A little bit, but I'm not terrified. I think I like having a challenge and something new, so I think as soon as I adjust, I'll be fine.
At UC Berkeley, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
California has given the green light for Waymo to bring its fleet of self-driving cars into 18 counties across the state. This is the biggest expansion yet approved, and we brought on an AI transportation analyst during our daily Ask an Expert segment this morning. KCBS's Ada Shaheen with the details.
Waymo is now authorized to operate in Sacramento, Marin, and Napa, and down south in Orange and San Diego counties. University of South Carolina professor Bryant Walker-Smith studies AI transportation. He predicts a continued takeover of roads and industries, meaning a big burden on regulators.
Legally, I think it would be very interesting when a company like Waymo starts looking across the border. That will raise lots of jurisdictional coordination problems.
And safety is still a big public concern.
Waymo vehicles are less likely to be involved in serious incidents.
But abnormal conditions are the problem. 1,500 Waymos stalled on San Francisco roads in December when a large swath of the city lost power. Professor Walker-Smith said addressing that is not enough.
We need these different pillars of preparing for truly catastrophic conditions. If there's, a massive cyber attack, if there's a loss of all cellular connectivity, get off the road.
In San Francisco, Ada Shaheen, KCBS.
Many Bay Area food pantries still seeing high demand for groceries, even with school back in session, students getting meals on campus. KCBS's Matt Bigler has more from a large distribution event in San Jose.
God bless you. Take care.
Patricia is a volunteer at the weekly Hunger at Home food distribution event, which fills the Barrier Sabart Station parking lot. She's also one of the hundreds of families receiving free bags of groceries.
So right now, it's hard for me to still receive, but you'll give me the opportunity to help out, and it makes me feel like I'm doing something for my family.
She's seeking assistance even as most of her grandkids return to school where they can get free breakfast and lunch. Now that kids are back in class for the most part, do you see any reduction in the demand?
We do not.
Yul Sterner is CEO of Hunger at Home.
So gratifying that we can help, but disheartening when you look and see individuals waiting They line up at 6 a.m.
He says between inflation, benefit cuts, and job losses, low-income families are struggling year-round.
And obviously, we always could use financial support.
In San Jose, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
It can be a tough environment for some Bay Area museums in battling for donations and visitors, but as KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Redwood City, one museum is in the midst of a major expansion.
A massive crane towers over the San Mateo County History Museum, and for good reason, carefully lifting more than a dozen 120-year-old carriages to their new home. Nicholas Kyber is here, a self-described transit enthusiast. He's documenting it all on his vintage Super 8 camera.
I don't use it much, but this seemed like something worth making a little movie of.
These carriages, part of a new exhibit, and a whole new wing of this museum currently under construction, opening in November.
Okay, so these were Mrs. Roth's carriages?
Museum Executive Director Mitch Postal says these traveled the streets of nearby Woodland, a donation from the Roth family, prior owners of the famed Filoli estate.
They were first at Filoli, and then in about 85, 86, we got them into our warehouse that we have in San Mateo, and they've been stored in the warehouse since for all those years.
Postal says the museum's key to success is to press on, even in tough times, in adding new things to see, do, and learn.
You know, we just keep on plugging away, and, you know, for many years, always when, you know, things look bleakest.
In Redwood City, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
For some, it's a budget necessity. For others, it's the ultimate style flex. Either way, thrifting is now a massive industry, and as KCBS's Shannon Golden reports, it even has its own national holiday.
I didn't know there was, but I'm really glad there is because I think every day is dedicated to it.
Yep, many people we spoke with here on Haight Street in San Francisco had no idea it was National Thrift Shop Day. But Allison celebrated anyways with a trip to Goodwill. So what did you find today?
I found some great Pottery Barn linen.
She's been thrifting for years.
When I was a kid, my mom would take me, and I was like so embarrassed and like wanted to hide because I had thrift store stuff, and now I take my kids for yard sales. So it's something, yeah, I definitely think it's become more trendy.
For many, it's become a hobby, a skill, and even a side hustle.
And I've actually put everything on like a TikTok, so I'm just like reselling stuff online just for fun.
Alyssa just picked up thrifting recently.
I just love it. Just like a great way to find things and not have to keep buying brand new stuff and put it out in the world.
Environmental groups say that buying secondhand is really one of the easiest ways for households to instantly lower their carbon footprint. On Haight Street in San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
When it comes to setting a budget for the upcoming holiday season, a large number of Americans say they will be spending more this year than they did last. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports.
A number of people here at Valley Fair in San Jose say a part of that is because gifts are more expensive.
I start my holiday shopping now, so I don't have to think about it in November.
And more people are using AI tools to help pick gifts.
Because I have some Grammarly, some AIs, the generators that I'm using.
In-person stuff?
In-person.
But Amazon a lot.
Some shoppers say they plan on coming out of the pocket less.
Personally, for me this year, a little bit less, just like, you know, living situation. I just moved, so.
Like, I just college student, kind of just like money's tight.
Instagram and TikTok becoming serious competitors on the shopping front.
Just because like all of the ads are algorithmically just like pointed towards you, so it's a lot easier to make those decisions.
At Valley Fair Mall in San Jose, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
It seems as though Americans have finally gotten their fill of continually rising beef prices. Bloomberg's Ilina Peng says U.S. cattle supplies have been tightening for years now. People adjusted by turning towards cooking cheaper cuts of beef at home rather than going out to eat. But she says that's changed. Peng says consumers seem to be somewhat stuck on eating beef. Peng says the screwworm parasite found in Mexico in late 2024 threw a wrench in imports, but there's been some good news. The U.S. produces most of its own beef, and although there's been more beef imports to make up for less supply, imports remain a relatively small share. Consumer retail prices for ground beef are now above $7 a pound.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are, and honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at grunes.co.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Teenage lifeguard and the boy he rescued off the Santa Cruz coast have been reunited as President Donald Trump honored both as heroes. Trump invited them to the White House after seeing a viral video of the July rescue. Trump marveled at how 16-year-old lifeguard Ryder Williams and 10-year-old Nathaniel Ray stayed cool during the emergency. Trump hailed Williams as, quote, a real hero and told Nathaniel that, quote, God was watching you.
It's so amazing to see this happen, to see it before your eyes, and I don't think any other... I've seen surfs, I've seen rescues before. I've never seen anything quite like this. It's been a great thing for your profession, and people are going to respect it even more, respect you even more.
Their families also joined the Oval Office reunion on Monday, along with lifeguard Aaron Bonin, who aided in the rescue. California lawmakers rejected a bill that could have paved the way for grizzly bears to return to the Golden State. Senate Bill 1305, which was rejected last Thursday, would have directed state wildlife officials to study whether reintroduction of grizzlies was feasible. Supporters said it could help repair California's ecosystem, while opponents, including ranchers and rural communities, argued the state's too populated to support another apex predator, citing existing conflicts with wolves and other wildlife. For the first time in more than 40 years, fashion returning to the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. SF MoMA announced today that a new exhibition, Fashioning Form, Dior to McQueen, will run from April 17th through August 7th of next year. The exhibition will pair fashion with post-war and contemporary sculpture and explore how fashion and sculpture have reshaped how we imagine the human form. San Francisco Public Works has begun its 14-month Broadway tunnel project. The agency is renovating Chinatown's Public Health Center, which sits atop the tunnel as part of the $76 million seismic upgrade. Crews have begun working on the Broadway tunnel underneath. Starting at 5 a.m. this morning, the eastbound bore of the tunnel headed into Chinatown closed. It'll remain so for nearly 7 months. The westbound bore will be open with one lane of traffic open in each direction. Then, for the following 7 months, the westbound bore will close. There will be two-way traffic in the eastbound bore. City leaders say that officers will be directing traffic near the tunnel to help drivers.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music?
podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.